All right, next up we have representing Section 2 this year, Kirsten Condor from Glenwood City. How are you doing?
Very good.
All right, tell us a bit about your background.
Well, I have a wonderful family back at home, my mom and dad and my two younger sisters. I live on a 45-cow Holstein dairy farm about 3 miles west of Glenwood City. I also was involved in a whole bunch of sports during high school, and I love to go hunting and fishing.
All right, just graduated from high school this year? Or?
No, I actually was a freshman at the University of Wisconsin River Falls, majoring in ag ed and double minoring in biology and coaching.
You're really going to be a full-fledged teacher here, huh?
Yep.
What type of coaching? What sports would you like to coach?
I'd love to coach girls basketball.
All right. You played basketball then, obviously.
Yep.
How did you do?
I was a good three-point shooter, and I played point guard, loved basketball.
Glenwood City had some pretty good teams here over your high school career, didn't they?
Yeah, my freshman and sophomore year, we had really strong teams. We made it to sectionals both years.
Right. Talk a bit about your FFA experience. How did you get involved?
Well, at first I really didn't want to join FFA just because I thought it was an organization for mainly farmers. But after joining the FFA and going to numerous leadership conferences, I realized that I wanted to wear this blue and gold jacket for a long time. And after progressing through the FFA and realizing how much of an importance agriculture is in the state of Wisconsin, I wanted to be able to run for FFA state office and be the difference and make the impact in the state of Wisconsin.
Now, how do you get that student that looks at it as, oh, it's just a farmer organization, how do you get them to cross the line and check it out?
I guess that it's just being able to have that impact on people and being able to incorporate different people into the organization and being able to see what FFA is behind the scenes before you join the FFA.
What would be your number one goal as a state officer?
I'd have to say being able to get people that usually aren't involved in FFA involved in FFA and being able to take those people that are already involved in FFA and make them more involved.
Well, good luck to you with your year.
Thank you.
Hi, Kirsten Condor with the Glenwood City FFA representing Section 2.